I'm reading from the book of 2 Peter chapter 1. 2 Peter chapter 1, and I begin with verse 16, which says, "We have not followed cunningly devised fables when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of His majesty. For He received from God the Father honor and glory when there came such a voice to Him from the excellent glory, 'This is My beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased.' And this voice which came from heaven we heard when we were with Him in the Holy Mount. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that ye take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost." End of reading. Peter is recounting the time when the Lord Jesus Christ took him, James, and John up on the mountain and was transfigured, or that is, He revealed to them His true self. He peeled back, as it were, His robe of flesh, and they saw Him as God who dwelleth in light which no man can approach unto, as the Son of righteousness that He is. And Peter said, "This is no fable. We didn't make this up to you. This is no fable. But we were eyewitnesses of His majesty. And God spoke out loud from heaven, saying, 'This is My beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased.'" But Peter said, "We have an even more sure word of prophecy. That is the written word of God." He said, "You would do well to take heed to it until He reveals Himself to you." He goes on to say, no prophecy, no scripture was invention of a man, but was given to them by God. Holy men spake as they were moved by the Spirit of the Most High God. Now, here's my question. Why doesn't God speak out loud? Why doesn't God speak out loud? Well, most people would say they would believe Him if He would speak, and they even demand of Him. Why doesn't He speak? Why won't He speak to us? Why won't He show us, reveal Himself to us? Well, He has. God has spoken. In Jeremiah, it says, Job 33, that is, says in verse 14, "God has spoken once, yea, twice, yet man perceiveth it not." Over in Hebrews chapter 1, it says, "God, in sundry times and divers manners, spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophet." That was in the beginning. "Well, He hath in these last days spoken unto us by His Son." So God has spoken once, yea, twice, but men perceiveth it not, or are not interested. Psalm 19 says, "The heavens declare the glory of God. The firmament showeth His handiwork. Day unto day uttereth this speech. Night unto night showeth this knowledge." What? The vast Creator. The great Creator and His vast creation. It says there's no speech nor language where this voice of the Creator is not heard. And it goes on to say, "The law of the Lord has spoken to us." Well, the apostle confirms this to God's people. I'm no longer speaking so much to unbelievers out there, but to those who claim to believe. He's speaking to believers, saying that He's given us a more sure word of prophecy than an audible voice. There are many reasons why God does no longer speak out loud. In fact, God only spoke three times out loud in the New Testament day. Three times, and all of them were concerning His Son. Either to His Son or concerning His Son. The once on the mount, as I said, that He spoke to the three apostles, "This is My beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." Another, when Christ was being baptized, "This is My beloved Son, hear Him." And another time when our Lord was walking along and said, Father, glorify thy name. And God says, I have both glorified it and will glorify it again. And most said it just thundered. Well, that was God speaking to his son. Why doesn't God speak out loud? Well, here's my first reason. And it comes from Scripture. Because all that God said out loud to his prophets, and he never spoke to the general people, but always spoke to the fathers, that is, the Jewish fathers, through the prophets. All he said before is now written down in a book. He need not say any more. Nothing more needs to be said. The whole counsel of God has been written down in a book. God does not need to speak to us out loud. In Isaiah chapter 8, verse 20, it says, to the law and to the testimony, if they speak, that is, whoever speaks, whoever says they speak for God, if they speak not according to this word, this law and testimony, there's no light in them. No light. All true and false prophets are judged by the written word. In Jeremiah 23, all true and false prophets were judged by the word of God, then and now. Listen to Jeremiah 23, verse 25. Our Lord said, I have heard what the prophets said, that prophesy lies in my name, saying, I have dreamed, I have dreamed. Well, that is, God spoke to me. He said in verse 28, the prophet that hath a dream, let him tell a dream, but he that hath my word, let him speak my word faithfully. What is the chaff to the wheat? Or that is, what is this? These little dreams that these prophets have? It's nothing. He said in verse 29, my word is like a fire, a hammer that breaketh a rock in pieces. He said, I'm against the prophets, saith the Lord, that steal my words, every one from his neighbor. Behold, I'm against the prophets, saith the Lord, that use their tongue and say, he saith. I'm against them. I'm against them. People, if you listen to a man or a woman who says, God told me last night, God told me this, God told me that, that person is a false prophet. God does not speak privately to anyone anymore, ever again. He spoke to the prophets. He spoke to the fathers by the prophets. But not anymore. And then he spoke, when Christ came, God walked the earth, and it was Jesus Christ. And he gave everything that needed to be said to his apostles, and they wrote it down in a book, in books and letters, in the Bible. Nothing more needs to be said. Besides, why should God speak out loud? Why should he? Why should he? We don't deserve for him to. My second reason from Scripture is, Peter said, we have a more sure word of prophecy. More sure than a spoken word. Yes, all have it. Do you have a Bible there? All have it. The written word is always there. It's always the same. Unless men corrupt it like they do now. They keep corrupting God's word with different translations of it, perversions of it. Here's what Paul said, and here's what I say. We are not as many which corrupt the word of God. But as of sincerity, as of God, in the sight of God, we speak of Christ. We do not corrupt the word of God. We do not twist it. We do not hold it back. We do not hold words back and leave out some things and add to it and make up our own translations and make up a different Bible for whoever it pleases. Oh, no. We use the inspired written word of God. And Peter said this is a more sure word of prophecy even than a voice out loud. The next thing is, all have the same word of truth. That is, of course, you have a perversion of Scripture. Any translation, and I've said this before, I repeat it again, any translation this day other than the King James is a false, is a perversion of God's Scripture. It's twisted. It's been perverted. But all who have this King James in the English, King James Version, we have the same Bible. We have the same textbook, the same truth. We don't need a special voice. There's no special voice to some people and not to others. We all have the same word. Now, we would worship a prophet if God spoke to him today. If there was a prophet and God spoke to him, we would worship him. We would. We'd sit at his feet and hear what he said. But no, we have a Bible. And all the man that has the Bible does is stand up and tell you, "Thus saith the Lord." Not what he says, but what God saith. And we all have the same word. We don't need a new revelation. But we have the same word that must be revealed. Another reason is because it's the incorruptible, unchanging, written word of God. Whatever is spoken can be misquoted. You may misquote what I say today, but you cannot misquote God's written word. There it is. There it is. Why is there no audible voice? Why does not God speak out loud? Because we all have the same inerrant, incorruptible, unchanging, written word of God, always the same. Why doesn't God speak out loud? Because here's another reason. Faith honors God more than sight. Faith honors God more than sight. People say, "Show me, and I'll believe you." "I don't believe you. Show me." Well, that dishonors the person who's speaking. But our Lord said, "If you believe, I'll show you." And God doesn't prove himself to man. "Oh, the heavens declare his glory, the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech. His eternal power and God has clearly seen." But God doesn't prove himself to man. Why should he? But he does prove himself to some men, those whom he has chosen, those who have been given this precious gift of faith. It's easy to believe if you're shown. But faith takes God at his word. Faith believes God because he said so, and that honors God. And this is what distinguishes God's people from the other. Faith is a sovereign gift, by the way. It's a miracle of the new birth. Life comes before faith. God sends the life-giving seed of his word. That creates faith. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God, or that is, by the command of God. Hear! And then by the word of God, the gospel, Peter said, which we preach unto you. There's no audible voice, though it's a preacher preaching, yet it's God's voice, and it's the word of God that is the voice of God. Another reason is because the word of God increases faith. David said, "The entrance of thy word giveth light." Faith grows by hearing the word. Knowledge, understanding, wisdom increases as we see God in his word, the Spirit of God shows us Jesus Christ in the word. He is the word. A few more reasons is why God doesn't speak out loud is because we're all able to hear him at any time, day or night, midnight, early in the morning. How? Through the word of God. Also, it increases diligence. The Lord is a rewarder of them that seek him diligently. That is, through his word. We seek him and find him through his word. And it makes the word of God more dear to us. More dear to us. Oh, why doesn't God speak out loud? Well, he has, but no longer does he. But he now has a written book. May you take heed to it as a light that shineth in a dark place. Amen.